Shir Pei Gimel Ksuvos Chaf Gimel Iyar Hei Tov Shin Mem Beis, May 16, 1982, on Sunday.
The Chaim Steret and the Rambam in the Jewish Hashav. Now, the Chaim says that there are two halachos in Rome. One is the halacha called the Polish Lord of Polish. That depends upon the Maisi tradition. If there was a detachment from a certain group of one hekse or one item of the was detached and removed from the group, and the question is, did the creature take place from the rock or from the root? So there is a water called the Polish Motor. So there has to be a creature. And then we can apply the water called the Polish Motor. Now, even if there hadn't been a Zerzakosu or Kokuwa Kinyakta Nyakta, we couldn't apply the halacha called the Polish Mirutakor if somebody would take from the Kavua, because it's not Polish. The halacha called the Polish Mirutakor applies only to something that was nifkash from the group. And the question is, did the creature take place from the group or from the group? So you say it's called the Polish Mirutakor. But if you have 10 chameleons, 9 chameleons, and one chamus is made chalas shalvero, and one goes into one of the stores and divides, so there was no krisha by itself. So then, without the zakosu of God already, we wouldn't apply the locher for the Polish Mugutor. Why does the Gemara have to resort to a special zakosu of the Polish Mugutor? Because besides the Polish, there is another halacha of Rov, just as we say Rov, just as we apply Rov by Wicked Reshecham, then Behemoth is in the place. There is not the question of one Behemoth being detached, being removed from the group of Behemoths, and we ask, was this Behemoth nifrash from the kosher Behemoths or from the faith of Behemoth? It was not nifrash, it was. If this Behemoth was born, it was not nifrash from any group. That's a Ruben Reshecham. So there, the whole concept of Kol Polish and Ruben Polish is inconceivable. Kol Polish and Ruben Polish is conceivable in Ruben Reshecham, when a certain item or a certain person was detached, removed from a group. And the question is, would the depreciation take place from the rock, or would the depreciation take place from the moon? So we say it's called the Polish Mirutakor. But the Hayden is in the Hayden, the Hayden is born. We don't know whether he was born as a Shlomo or as a Hayden. It's not Shaiach to apply the deal of the Polish. There is no Christian. But that's a human lesson. So, in other words, we are considering whether this Hayden is a Hayden or a Shlomo. So we say, since all the Haydens are born Shlomo, then this conforms to the law. So the Meirei, even in the case of the Ruben Reshecham, we can apply the same internet of Rov. In other words, the question is as to the identity of a certain object or of a certain person, whether it is from the Rov or from the Niu. So we say it's in accordance with the Rov. In the same way as we apply Rov by Ruben Reshecham, they do it as a Rabbah, they do it as a Rabbah. So why shouldn't we be able to apply this concept of law when we have to decide upon the identity of a certain object, a certain item, or a certain person, that we go for some law. But then there is a special halacha of called the Polish and Ruben Polish. That depends upon the Maizikri. So the Chaim says that Gabi Odom, the halacha of called the Polish Yehuda Polish does not apply, Gabi Odom. Odom, who is a voluntary agent, and who is a Valdeo, so the halacha of Kol Polish, Yehuda Polish doesn't apply also. Because just as we don't apply the concept of Kol Polish, Yehuda Polish in regard to someone who has a Kiyach Nakavot. Why? Because Kol Polish, Yehuda Polish only applies to something that was Nifkash Me'elo, not something that is lokach biyodai minakavua. So only if it's nifchas meyo. So then we apply the halacha of the Polish Mirutakor. So Meir Odom always had a din, like Lokachatz Nakubla. So the aloha of only Polish and only Polish, we cannot apply. But the other aloha, to be lion wall, that applies to all the two. But if it's on the basis of the other aloha, the general principle of law, so the Meir and the Gemara says in Ozia, Chotzvei Hadron Mikinus. In other words, if somebody is, if the Shalach told the Shliach to be Kaddish and Misho, and then he disappeared or he died the Shliach, so we say Chazok Shliach is a Shlachusei. So Lady X is the Shliach of the Kaddish, Lady X for the Shalach. Now if the Shalach wants to be Kaddish, any woman, any cannot, because we are afraid maybe he's the Kaddish, a sister or a mother or a daughter of Lady X. So it's more as the Kashi, how is it that here we are Hinshish, maybe the woman, let's say Leia, he wants to be a Kaddish, is a sister or a craver of Lady X. How is it that if one Yehudas was Maftish, Shneidelim or Shneidelino for a problem, and then one of the two disappeared, and then another Yehudas is able to be Zeichon Lahefter and to acquire title, in any two birds she finds a nest, and be Maftish them for her problem, why shouldn't the Hinshish? Maybe this tale or this Yehudas that she's Zeichon Lahefter happens to be the tale of the Yehudas that is declared from Yehudas number one that was Maftish it. Why? Why aren't we Hinshish? Because we say from the Polish to the Polish. So here too, the Mishalach should be meeting the woman on the street, and he wants to be Kaddisha, so we should rely on call the Polish, and we should say that it's not the sister of Lady X. So the Gemara says, in Osmina. The Gemara says, not here. Omalei, Tachidez, Kamina no Ishego in Naive, Bound the Puyat, the Surah the Naive, the Hidemo Hanam in Naive, the Inga Vishukash, Kabi Kodish, Hosom Hadro in Yehuse, Kabi Kenny Hadro. So the Gemara says that we cannot be in Kaddish. We cannot be in Kaddish another woman, even if he wants to be in Kaddish on the street. Because right now is in Kaddish on the street. So she's foreign, she's in a state of knowledge, she's in a state of thought, she's not in Kimakir. But later on, so she will be restored to her Kimakir. So we will not be able to live with her because she will be in Kimakir. So from this memory it appears that even if something was found in a state of thought, but if later on it is restored and again appears, so it acquires the status of Kavua. So then it should follow that if somebody found the Tichai Fossil in the street, so you lie on hold, but if you take that piece of meat into one of the stores, you'll not be allowed to eat it. And this is what Rode said, is Vochen, but you know that it is very clear of it. Rode says that if we cause the disturbance among the behemoths in the stable, and then each behemoth ran out, so even if Ben Kehani will get a hold of the various behemoths, and then they'll be there down with Basaha, so we do not say Hodre Hadra Mikinuse, because once it became established as Heker on the basis of all the Polish, it cannot be Hadra Mikinuse. So how is it that the Gemara says here that even though he found the woman in the street and she's in a state of knowledge of flux, so she still cannot marry her, because when you're living with her, she'll be happily to lose it. But since at the time when the subject arose, she was knighted. He found her in the street, not in her home. So the Mele, she was established, she was determined on the basis of the Polish rule, the Polish, that she is not in her home. So the Mele, even when she is presented with you, so she should not become Kavua again, you shouldn't say Chizalimir. That we see from the Gemara in Zvochi, that once a disturbance was caused in the stable, and The behemoths ran out from the stable. So then each behemoth that ran out from the stable and the king and got a hold of it. So the male was determined as not as one of the Hatori Samusi. So even though then Tenke Hani will preserve the dam of all the behemoths, Bibasakas, we do not say Kabua. So why does the mother say he cannot be the Kanishanisho? Because it's happening to Use. So Hatai says, because Gavioto, in view of the fact that he's a voluntary agent, so whenever an Odom is stealing something from Gua, the Shempokish is not Kala anymore. Because it's like, Lokach Minakabua. So here, an Odom is the Kaya Hatsinakabua. But the other Alokhe of Go, Ishaya, twice not the two. So, the other Alokhe of Go, so that can be chesed niya. Because right now, the woman that he wants to be nikabei, she's in a state of nayo. But later on, she will be chesedas in Jerusalem. If the dean of only supplies, so as long as the time of the priesthood, it was Polish, some melee to the Haitian Polish, some melee determines the status, later on, Mashiach came Gabiotto. So the Alokha of the Polish doesn't apply. But the other dean of law applies. So the other dean of law is not based upon the priesthood. But in other words, it's like the role of human resekamo. If we don't know the identity of a certain item or a certain person, whether, let's say, this woman, he doesn't know whether she is the sister of Lady X or she's not the sister of Lady X. So you at this moment when he comes here on the street, so she is determined as nothing else. But later on, when you live with her, she will be chizeres b'kriyoso, so then again she will revert to the status of a sofik yarbo. So the male, he cannot be kaddish any woman in the world, unless he's the mother, that the woman he's the kaddish has no sister, no mother, no daughter, that possibly could have been kaddish. Oh, so why? Because the Gabi Odom, the Aloha of the Polish is not child. Because Odom is a voluntary agent, so he always has a dean of Loka Hatsin Akabua. So he's never had a shame of Polish. But as long as the Odom is in the state of Lok, he's not, so then we apply the other dean of Lok. But since we have to apply the other dean of Lok, so if it would be, if she would be Chizera Sotiroso, so then again she'll become a son. Again it comes up. So that's how Rav Chaim explains the Rambam. And we resolve the stira between the Rambam tells Lady Yuch HaShabbos and the Rambam in the Slov Yuch HaShabbos. The Rambam tells Lady Yuch HaShabbos, so he says, if there were 1,001 people in Chotzer number one, and then one, 1,000 of them were already in Chotzer, and one was in Israel, and then one of the 1,000 in the world was Netta, from Chotzer number one, and enter Chotzer number two, then there was his Matthias in Chotzer number two. So the Rambam says, we are Mechalas Hashem. Even though the Rambam was a Mechalas, not like Shmuel. So if by Dukach Nefesh, we rely on God. But in this case, we cannot rely on God. And the Rambam will tell this word. Lehilches Isurbiye, if a teenage was Mishlach in a certain city, was found in a certain city, and it's Rehuliyah in the Chodim, so there we are not the Chalas HaShabbos under the teenage. Only if it's Mechtal Mechtal. So it's still over there too. It's Polish Mishasayah. And the Rambam explains that the more in Yume, all the Polish school, all the Polish Mishasayah, only in the case of Polish school, we are not the Chalas HaShabbos. But in the case of Polish society, we are the Shabbos. In the case of Pinka Mishra, so it's the case of Polish society. So we should be the Chalas Shabbos. And the Rambam passes that we are not the Chalas Shabbos, only in the case of Mechtal Mechtal. So the Tereth is that by Odom, the Alokha of the Polish Yehuda Polish does not apply. Because the Shem Polish is not Chalas on an Odom. Because it's always another man has been like Kmosha Chatzina Kavua. So it's not how the Shem Paul is not how. But the other Din of Paul, if the Sochik arises in the state of Nair, of course, so then we apply the other Din of Paul. But insofar as the other Din of Paul is concerned, if it will be Hodol in the Chotze, we can also, so then again he'll become a Sochik Yisrael. So anyway, that's why the Rambam says in the Rishon HaShabbos, that if there were 1,001 people in Chotzer number 1, 1,000 in Hobbin and 1 in Israel, and then one of the 1,001 was met up on Chotzer number 1 and entered Chotzer number 2, so, and then there was the Mapeles, so down the Chotzer Shabbos. Even because the Din of Kol Kodesh does not apply to another, because if not only the voluntary religion, so he always says the Din of Locha Chatzin Akadwa. So the Shem Kodesh is not Chawan. But the other Din of Paul, if the Sophic arises when the person is in the state of flawless, so even though we don't get the Shem of flawless, but we can apply the other Din of Paul. But insofar as the other Din of Paul is concerned, so there the determination is not on the creature, but on the identity of the person. So right now, he's in the state of flawless, so we say that he is a bad alarm. It's not the subject of soil. Mashiach, if one will be in the house shopping, fine, then he will go back to the Mikimachir. And if we consider then the question, suppose somebody will be in the house shopping, and then this subject, this Mr. X, we don't know whether he is an Akum or a soil. So right now, on the basis of all, we have to say he is an Akum. But suppose he'll be in the Chal Shabbos, then he'll go back to Chotzer number 1, and then if we ask the question, is he Vada Yakum or is he Sophic Israel, then we'll say, it's Chodom Kulise, he is Sophic Israel. So as long as we the Chal Shabbos, we can revive a Nefesh in Israel, or even a Sophic Israel, so we may the Aloche of the Chayba in the Chal. So that's only Shalech in the case of Hareshit Nidas, who, so one of whom was Neka, so mainly had a Din of Locha Chatzin Akavua. Mashiach, in the case of Kinnika Mishlach Meir, so then he's not a voluntary agent, so we cannot say he has a Din of Locha Chatzin Akavua. So there we apply the Din of Kodi Polish. Kodi Polish, so determines Leilam Boer. So even if he will be Chidol Yotei, as long as in the time of the Krisha, so it was Nikvah, Vadai, Akum, so Mele, even if he'll be Hegel here, so he'll still not acquire a Shem Sophic Israel. So that's why the Rambam says, in the Tzvot, Mele is still here, that King Kamushla Bilia, Shehuva Akum, so he'll not be Pakeach of Zadah. That's the Rambam. Now, now let's see the Rambam in the Gomorrah story. Here the Gemara says, that the Gemara says here, "Reili chomer v'chom." We might look at it, "Omer apote elachil nivei." Now the Rambam says it's longer than it should be. He says it's fine. "Ha'asufe she'nitza v'iya, she'yish v'akum, v'im she'hoi orei v'akum, orei v'Yisrael, hari v'sofik akum v'im yuchs, ki v'ish isho, tzvich heget sofik, v'isho v'ilo v'yener agol." So, Kotzler Reihe sagt, im Reh Wappen von Israel Kone van uw hachtje, akum hoogin is gai. So the Rambam says that even if he was found in a near Shavuba akum, so then we can be machal with it, because we rely on kol de polish, but with the yuchsin, so he has a deen of Yisofik Yisroel. What does it mean? It means now. The Gemara says here, V'yomarav, loy shonu mechzo, al mechzo Yisroel. V'yomarav, loy shonu lelach yisim. Im reit Yisroel. Mechza o mechza Yisroel. V'yomarav, loy shonu elu lachinsei. Avo yuchsuma. Naroi, even if it's reivoyim. Al Yisroel, but the Gabi yuchsum is, let's say, if it's a bas. If the king, the Gilekes, it's a bas. So then, she cannot be married to a king. But, reivoyim al Yisroel, so why should we do it? So, because the yuchsin will require two hopes. So remember, if a girl was found in the street, in a city, that hope me or hear on his hair, so a king cannot marry her when she goes out. Why? Because we have to do it. Maybe she was a yuchsin. But they will hear. Very good year in Israel, and you rely on God, so you should take all the points and all the points. In the case of very good year being after the coming, so then it can be machal the king to be there. So in the case where very good year after Israel, and the little girl was found, why shouldn't she be allowed to be married to a king? Because yuchsin requires stores. So it's a special chumre without yuchsin. Now, so Rashi says, Avon yuchsin loy being basi asur the king. But you reckon a mechash mish masuk, in Hanor the Abrim of Basso and Yuxi, Mishle the Hadmai, Tome Piske, Tome Kamel, Mio Hashim and Shem Basso and Chodin, Uman the Oma, the Eres, to a Likune, after Tam and Shua, Shua, the King, the Trey Rube Bino Yuxi. In other words, so Rashi applies this Gimore to the case where we have the Simone, that she is not a Suro, what would we call it? Not a Suro, what would we call it? Because a Suke is also what we call it. Machasovic Mamza. But the Gemara says, only if he was found in an unsafe place. But if the family was found in a safe place, let's say he was found here in the Sakreses, or we found him with Kamea on the neck, so that shows that the mother cared for him. So in the other way, then we don't have to hate his rest with the Mamza. Because had he been a Mamza, the mother wouldn't have taken measures to protect him. We explain it last time why we presume that way. Because if the mother had been a nice woman, she wouldn't do such a terrible thing and abandon the child. So that shows that the mother is completely immoral and she doesn't care for children. So if she is completely immoral, so then, hey, if the child had been a mamzer, so in her viciousness, the mother would be trying to protect him. So in many ways, so that's a raya that is not a mamzer and is mutalov b'kol. So when Gemara says here, Moishon lachim se avu yuchs mei, even if it's Rebbe Yisroel, so it is reference to the case where a bas was found, a little girl was found, and we have a simoni that she's not a mamzer. So maybe she's mutalov what b'kol. But a king cannot marry her. But we should say a king should marry her. We say we are sure that she's not a mamzeres, and then as far as the possibility of being in Yochis is concerned, so we should rely on Kodi Polish, because in regard to Yochsin, we don't rely on one more. We only rely on two. The Rambam, however, he passed it, that Hasuke Shemitzo B'Yir Sheyunit Ba'akum, Ben Sheyolei Ba'akum, we live in Israel, Harim Yisofik Akum Yini Yochsin. So that means even if this Ashuke was found in the near Sherubo Akum, Sherubo Akum, so then without any simoni, let's say he had a camel on the back, or he was completely anointed with oil, without this money. Suppose he was found. So he was found in a place where he was exposed to all the elements of nature, where it was not safe. So then, if it's a Niyah Shehubah in Israel, so he has the Chetchich, maybe the man. But if it's a Niyah Shehubah Akum, Mamzeres is only Shayach in Israel. But in an Akum, Mamzeres is not Shayach. So he should put a lot in the call. So according to Rashi and according to the Raya, they make an amen. So the Raya says, in Reba Akum, the Nizgaya, Korban Yuh Akshir, Akum in the Nizgaya, why should he also lot in the call? So the Raya, she says, like the Rashi. But the Rambam, she says, that if a pig was found, then the year Shehubah Akum, then the year Shehubah Yisroel, and if we don't take the simonim, then it's not a manza. We don't take the simonim, then it's not a manza. Let's say, when we have the simonim, if he was found in a safe place, with the kamele, or he was found in the Betakneset, and there are riots that indicate that the mother cared about it. But suppose he was found in an abandoned place, a place that is prone to all kinds of risks and dangers, so there, if it's in a city where women is royal, then according to the Gemara, it is not a Sabbath Manta. But if it's in a city where slaves will live in Arabic country, so according to the Raya, we have to be in Gaia, but once we are in Gaia, so then she's with us what we call it. If it's causing me to be Gaia. And we don't have to be afraid. Maybe he or she is a Jewish child, and since we don't have the simonim that the mother cared for him or for her, so she be also already called, because that is only if it was found in the year Shehubah Yisroel. But if it's in the year Shehubah Akum, so then we rely on Rosh. But what about Aloche? That my also the Yuchsim, so according to Rashi in the Raya, that applies only to Yisroel Kuhune. Mashiach in the Gabilov in the call, so they will don't require to us. Mashiach in the Rambam Shite. So even with Gabilov in the call, so the Shmuel explains the Rambam, so we also my also the Yuchsim. So the Mele, according to the Rambam, according to the Raya, if the king was found, the Yerushalayim will happen, even though he was found in a place where he's prone to all kinds of risks and danger, some melee, we don't treat him like a Sabbath Manta, because it's Yerushalayim Akum, so we rely on all the Polish. So there is no Manzeres in an Akum. So the melee, if we're in Gaia with him, so he's Mutal of the call. But according to the Rambam, even if we are in Gaia with him, we still have to be Chilshish, maybe the Manta. Why do we have to be Chilshish, maybe the Manta? Because my laws of Yuchsin. So my laws of Yuchsin applies not only to Yisakuhune, to the Yisus Ikea, even to the Bodek. Because, so we also apply the laws of my laws of Yuchsin. So that's why the Rambam says, Asufe Shemit of the Yuchsin, Shemit Vakum, Ben Shoy Yorei Vakum, Oyrei Yisrael, Hare Vesotik Akum Yuchsin, Yuchsin, Kiddish Isho, Tzricha Yet Misotik, Misho Hoge, Lohoyo Neragot. No, as I said last time, that today it seems that if a king could be found in a major city, where besides the possibility that this king was born to a woman who lives in the city, there is also a possibility that it was born and dropped by a mother who is from out of town, and she just dropped here, because in all the major cities, in America or in Europe or even in Israel, so in the major cities, so you have the residents of the city and you have the immigrants. So anyway, there is a basis in the argument that today, if a child is found in a major city where you have the residents of the particular city, and also the immigrants. And so, since the reign of the residents of the city are shared, and the reign of residents, and the reign of the travelers, the visitors in the city are also shared, let's say, the king could be found in Yerushalayim, or in Tel Aviv, or in Haifa, So it's really Israel. But we have two hopes. First of all, the whole residents of Yerushalayim or Tel Aviv are Israeli, are sharing, and the hope of the visitors are also sharing. So maybe it's two hopes. So there's a basis to be marked. And let's say if a key could be found in a major city in America, we again to have two hopes. Let's say if a baby will be found in the streets in Chicago. So we have, so it's late here in Chicago, Alohi, and the whole visitors in Chicago from out of town are also Alohi. So maybe if it's Alohi, so there is an answer. If we have a guy at the clinic, so then it can be Utah of the call. So there is a basis to be made. I'm not passing in shadows, but I'm just discussing it on a theoretical level. So there is a basis to be mafia, even according to the Rambam sheet. And the Mechaber passed is like the Rambam, that we got the letter to call, we also have the Chumre of Myros and Yuchsi, and we require two hopes. But still there is a basis, to be mafia, such a chapter. Now, I just want to point out that in regard to this, question, how about an assumption? Let's say, somebody adopted a child, and got it from the agency, and unfortunately the agency refused to divulge the identity, even if they know the identity of the mother and the fugitive father, they refused to divulge it. At one time, about 14 years ago, I was very active, and the number of rabbis joined me, in prevailing upon the Federation and the founding agency of the Federation in Chicago, that if an Orthodox rabbi will ask all the information as to the identity of the mother and the putative father of a certain baby family, so they will divulge all the confidential information to an Orthodox rabbi. And everybody agreed. The Reformed Jews in the Federation agreed. Because why shouldn't they agree? The Reformed Jews has been good and said, an atheist can eat kosher, but an Orthodox Jew cannot eat regular. So they didn't object. But then one modern rabbi, who I'm not going to be paid to say, a modern rabbi who considers himself Orthodox, so he said in the presence of all the members of the Board of Federation, that was 40 years ago, he had a chutzpah to say, he says it's not fair. Why should an Orthodox rabbi be given preferential treatment? So if this confidential information will be divulged to an Orthodox rabbi, why shouldn't it be divulged to a Reform rabbi? That's what I mean. The Reform rabbi doesn't care. Why do you care? It's not fair. It's discriminatory. Naturally, Reform Jews, they hear a modern rabbi saying that, so they change their mind. They will not divulge confidential information to any rabbi. All right. So that's the unfortunate situation in Chicago and the other major cities in America, not after Chicago. So the agency has on its records, in its files, all the data. And still, when, let's say, somebody wants to marry an adopted child, and the adopted parents don't even know the identity of the child, sometimes they are told that this is a Jewish child, sometimes they are told this is a Christian child, and there is a very, very unfortunate situation that arises when an Orthodox couple wants to adopt a child, so they insist upon adopting that gay Christian child, a Muslim child, a Mexican child, because they don't want to involve themselves in any problems when the child will grow up. So then there will be a problem. Can an Orthodox Jew marry the child? Can an Orthodox Jewess marry the child? So because of that, the Orthodox Jews are in such an unfortunate situation, and it's the fault of the modern rabbis. It's their fault. Nobody else. So the situation is that the Jewish children are adopted by Christians, and they are raised as Christians. And who adopts the Christian, children, even though there are many potential Christian couples who can give a lot of love and affection to a Christian child. But who adopts Christian children, Puerto Rican children, Mexican children? So it's Jewish. And the Jewish children, the Jewish unfortunate children, are left like Hesher to be adopted by Christian parents. That's the unfortunate situation for which the modern rabbis in Chicago are responsible. And I'm not going to divulge names, but they are responsible. Now the question arises, suppose somebody wants to marry an adopted child, and that adopted child happens to be a Jewish child, because the agencies know, they don't know the data. Is he allowed to marry the child or not? So that's a child. But there is a basis to be matter, and I'm not passing any shilas. I'm not going to pass me any shilas like that, except if I don't in the meeting, in the merits of the situation. But there is a basis in being material, because true according to the Rambam, so we don't rely on one hope, because my Rosh B'yuchsi applies to it, and the Mechaba passes it like the Rambam. But in the major cities, usually, so we have two hopes. Because let's say a city like Chicago or New York or Boston or Los Angeles or Pittsburgh, so you have the residents of that particular city, and you have every day coming in visitors, men, women. So the melee is, so when you find this child in the street, so then it could have been dropped by a mother who is a resident of that particular city, and it could have been dropped by a mother who is from another city, but she just came in here. So we have to observe the reservation. But still, I want to discuss that question, what it involves, but you should remember, I don't want to be quoted, because I won't be discussing it on a theoretical level. And nothing la, I don't say a word. Now, Shtuke is also already called. And Shtuke is also the Rabbon already called. It rises with that because it is a subject matter that is already called. But with Rabbon is also. Asufe is also. But, the Gemara says in Dushi, if we have some money that the mother cared for the child, let's say we found him with the Kamehya in it, or we found him old, or we found him near the Pesachneses, or we found him and a secluded place and a palm tree that is not exposed to any risks and dangers, then it wouldn't allow the cost. Why? Because had been a mamzer, the mother wouldn't have taken all these measures into protection. To protect. Alright, let me explain it. I mentioned before. Let's start. So the question is, there is a children in the room. The Yehuda the Siemens are. He raises a very important question. Now, we say that Asuke. Now, appearing Simen Dalet, Simen Lamedal. הסופר שנסע פנשי, הרי סופר ממה, כדי שאין לי חוכר של יהוש לך ושניסי, אבל אם יש חוכר של יהוש לך ושניסי, בין כשאין לי חוכר בבוטה, כדי שהוא מור, או שיבור את מסוכנים ומיושורים, כמו שאין סינו יורי, או שהוא משוח בשמן, או ששומו מתחיל בעינו, או איתו מקמאה, כי בין שני שכוחה במוקים, כגן שנמצא, במוקים שרבים מצויים שם, או שתו, במוקים בלימון שנחלו מגעס, ואו יוסום מוכניה, או שנמצא ויסקרסת, so דימורה, לא תדעי, נשתן על כבר מאוד, דימורה mentions one of the simonies, that the mother cared for him, if she dropped him in a place where many people take back. So in other words, if she dropped him, if he was found in an isolated place where very few people passed by, so then there is no riot that is not impossible. But if he was dropped in a place where many people passed by, so then it's a riot that the mother cared for. I don't think that today this will hold true, because it's the Shana telling the other. Because today, if a child will be found on 42nd Street, or on Madison Avenue, Michigan, so on the contrary, so he's more exposed to all kinds of risks and dangers. The more people you have, the more are the risks to which the child is exposed. But anyway, this man Chazal, it was that way. במוקים של רבי מצויים שם, אוי שתונו במוקים אילון שנחי או מגעת, ואוי הסומוך מהיר, אוי שנמצא בית הכנסת, הסומוך או מציע לשת הרבי, אין בי משמצו, כי משחי שישינו לא פנישי ראי, ואוי הוש לך סון אלו משמרו. נראה, so we see from this demore, that when we have to be חישיש, lest the child is apostle, only the child that Asuke was found under circumstances, that indicate that the mother didn't care for the child, that he was killed. He was left in an abandoned place, exposed to all the risks and dangers, in a place where wild beasts are accessible. Then, he's also on the call. But if he wasn't found under circumstances that indicate that the mother just didn't care for him, so then we have to presume that he's a caution. So when we read the Kashi, we hear the Kashi Tuve, Mabikach, now the Pisre Tuve, in Osme Mal, Simendal, mentions the name of it. Mabikach, the Holchana Lesbu Mishmasute, Akate Shtuki Ahab, Umalun Bameh Sheinde Mishmasute, Vimachrena Yeish Baasute, Yeitzam Bishtuki, Ptaloche, Zim Daloche Zim, that only Asute is also already called, and he's looking up, then we can understand. Why is Asufe also long to be called? Because Asufe, so there is an indication that there is a line we know that is impossible. The fact that the mother left him under circumstances, which indicated that the mother didn't care for him. So why didn't she care? Of course she's a very unscrupulous woman, the mother. If she hadn't been an unscrupulous and immoral woman, she never would have agreed to drop a child. It may be the puzzle, so it's her burden to take care of the child. It's her crime, it's her guilt, and it's her burden to take care of the child. So the fact that she left him abandoned under such circumstances that indicate she didn't care for the child is raglaimi dogo, that is the puzzle. But Ashtuke, there is no Rabbi Lover. But the Aloha is that the Ibn Ashtuke, Ashtuke means we know who the mother is. We know the mother in Israel. But the mother, she conceived out of wedlock. So in other words, she conceived biznus. So only if she is nizdeket and she says, Mitrei Nikosha, then is Mutamar Nikol. But if she's not nizdeket, if, let's say, if the mother if the mother, let's say, is not saved, and she could not be in Shekes, or the mother herself doesn't know who the Mizana was. She don't know whether Kosher or Apostle. So then Ishtuke is also somebody called. So over there we have no agreement at all, that the mother didn't care, on the contrary, the mother certainly cares. She's raising him, she's protecting him, she's giving him all the woman's affection, and still, as long as she's not his Zekes, and the mother herself doesn't know the identity of the father, so the male is also involved. So why should an Asuke, who has a kamiya on the neck, be more mutamodimikol than an Asuke? I mean, than a Shtuke, for whose mother is ready to be Mr. Nefesh herself for the child. So we say that he's also loving for. Why is an Asuke, who has a kamiya on the neck or was found in the Bisakneses, so any better? That's the kasha of the Yehuda. So the Yehuda mentions three tools. And the first teret is matre, the second teret is matre, and the third teret is yeset. So what are the three tools? One teret is the tikhana, that even an asuke, who has a kamiya on the neck, so then, he's not even loving the call just like that. Because he's not any more cow than Shtuke. If he's Shtuke, has his status of his Sophic Mamzer, even though by Shtuke there is a mother who takes care of him, there is certainly no Raglayim in the law that the mother doesn't care for him. The mother, on the contrary, is ready to be misanthropic herself for the time. Still, he doesn't want to be called. So, an Asuke, where is he coming? And the neck. He's also Solomon, but Gemara says that when the Asuke the same cash. Why is Nasuke with the Kamei on the neck any better than the Shtuke? So the Marit says that in the name, Nasuke with the Kamei on the neck is not a mythological. But there is a halach regarding. So he says, he has mentioned Jehovah in Siflam of the Lord, have Lacho Yomushna Bidak, Ubo the Omar, Bniu, ואני נשלחתי בנמו, וחיים בנמנס, נזר בנשו, בואו נביא מילון מובנינו, אין אלינו. הוא יום לא צורך שנשו, זה כל זה גמור אלינו. So, that way, suppose you find the child in the street, and it's been, a notice is being posted, a child was found. I mean, yes, such and such eyes, and this and that. Anyone who was the child, should come and claim the child. So as long as he was not Nesach Nashu, that means as long as he was not turned over to a faster home, so then somebody, a couple shows up and says the next day, but before he's turned over to a faster home, if a couple shows up and says, that's our child, so they're not, that's the other. But suppose days, weeks pass by, and no one shows up, then after he was already Nesach Nashu, he was turned over to a faster home, then a couple all of a sudden shows up and they say, that's their child, they're not him. That's our law. In the morning, have macho your mushna bidarek, who broke your mouth, new, vani shlachti nemo, the chenimi nemenes, Nesach Nashu, who broke over the email, the ombu, the menu, ain't the money, hoyim vinozo olo, shemasu. So the parents of the Marit and the first parents by the Yehudim in the Tenechanam, and Asuke where the Kamele on his neck is not any more mutalovin call than Ishtuke. On the contrary, Ishtuke, so we have a mother that we see that it gives him all the love and affection in the world, so don't want to shift the responsibility to somebody else. And still he's also recalled Sanasuke, who has a career in the neck. He's also not recalled. But why does the Gemara say that if he has a career in the neck, so that there are no indications that the child who is black on the circumstances that indicate that the mother doesn't care for the child, so he's mutter. So what the Gemara means is mutter. In other words, suppose he's nesaf nashik. He's nesaf nashik. So if he doesn't have a kamei on the head and his neck, and then a couple comes, shows up and says, it's our child. We loved it because we are very poor, but now we change our minds. So we want to raise it. So if the child did not have a kamei on the neck, and there was an albino double, that he was dropped because he was a pussy and the mother didn't care for him. So once he's nesach nashuk, so a woman or a man has no remorse. If he has a kamei on the neck, so then he doesn't have that extra layer of raglayim l'gomor, so then his mutter already called. If ultimately there is a mother that shows up, and the father, and they say that their child, so you abandon them. But suppose no one shows up, even if they are super heavy coming on the head, so it's also wrong. That's a big homer. That's what Marie says. First of all, from Rashi Sloshi in Rishi, it appears explicitly to the contrary that if the child is a Camilla in the neck, so then he's with a lot of the call, period. Not that if a couple shows up after his mess of Nashuk, so they are not animals. From Rashi, it's not much. But the Marit gives the Eretz, and then the Yehuda gives that as the first Eretz, and then he mentions the Rashi, and he mentions other Shemi, that they don't limit that Aloche of Asufe that has a Kamele al Sabore, so he's only new there if a couple will ultimately show up and say that it's their child. Otherwise, he also will be called. So maybe he is very happy the first time. Then he gives the second time. Now, this Teret that is mentioned by the Marit, that's a big one. Of course, according to the Marit's Teret, so it's a very serious problem with an adopted child. If he wants to, let's say, so all right, deals can be carried out. Maybe the mamzer. So according to Marie, there is a very serious problem in being matter, such a child, to be public. According to Marie, if we are going to the Rishis for the Marie's parents, but in the Yehuda is there, the Shteya Dali, that Eretz, he doesn't mention that the Marie said it, but he himself said it, and he's there, the Shteya Dali, because from the Rishis he doesn't appear. Then the Yehuda gives a second. The second parent is that the reason is why by shtuking we are afraid, lest the child is a mamzer, and by asufet, we are not afraid, once there are no circumstances that indicate that the mother didn't care for the child, so it's because by shtuking, even without haglayim l'gomor, that the mother didn't care, and even though we know that the mother is ready to disavow herself for the child, we still have to be chayish. Why? Because what is shtuken? Shtuken means we know who the mother is, and we know that the mother conceived in sin. Bizlus. We know that there is no shame about it. That is known, that has been established. So it seems the child was conceived. Bizlus. So we know that that's a big reason. And that's why we have to be chayish. We have to be chayish. Maybe she conceived from the prophet. Maybe she conceived from the prophet. And lo yolach ha'atzul shebere. Even though Rav Asher, what seems there is a big risk. The fact that she conceived, we see the child was conceived out of wedlock, not in wedlock, so that's a risk. So maybe after the chayish. But asufe, we don't know anything. Whether he was black because he was born conceived in sin, or he was black maybe because of poverty, because the mother is a nervous woman and she felt inadequate you know, to raise the child. So the Mary said, "Black thing," she didn't want to be responsible to raise the child. So since there is no race, by Shike there is a race, because we know that the child was conceived in sin. So anyway, without Rabbi Mudobo, that the mother didn't care. So it's also long because. Also because Mashainke, my super, there is no race. It could be that she was conceived in sin, it could be that she was not conceived in sin. So Mele, only when there is a Rabbi Mudobo that the mother didn't care for him. So it's also long because. But if there is no Rabbi Mudobo and he had a Kameya on his neck, so then, oh, we see that he's a boy in my baby. So we see that the mother did care for him. So then he's not a son. Even though there is also a possibility that he was conceived in sin, after all, Shukri don't know anything. But since it has not been established, the Vada, that the child was conceived this news, so in many ways, we don't have to believe. So it's not all we call. Except if the child was found under circumstances that indicated the child that the mother just didn't care for him, and to expose him to all the elements of nature and to all the risks and the dangers that flourish on the road. Alright. So, Mele, according to the second parrot, then the Midhuddin is Matre this direction. He is Matre this direction in Midhuddin. So, according to the second parrot in Midhuddin, so let's say, if the child arises, in regard to the status of an adopted child, so, and we don't know whether the child was conceived with use or not, so then it's also only because we are super, we don't know, and still we don't have it. But that much, the agencies will tell an adopted child. They will not tell the identity of the putative father and of the mother. That they will refuse to tell. But general information was the child was conceived in wedlock or out of wedlock. So they will be generous enough to give that information. So anyway, if let's say the adopting parents know or told by the agency that that child was born to an unmarried mother, so then, according to the second parrot, in the Midihude, the Osalonico. But the Midihude is Matre in the second parrot. Because of certain parrots. Then he gives a third parrot, and the third parrot, he considers as dense. What in the third parrot? That actually, by a sufe, so we is mythological. He's mythological if he has a kamei on his neck, where there are no rabbi in Dobo that the mother didn't care for him, because we rely on holy books. And most of the year, shall we back him? So Machin is in this. And Biyah Shehuva. So Mele, even Biyah Shehuva Yisroel, but Rob Yisroel are not true. I mean, it's a small milk of truth. It's a small milk of truth. So we rely on Rob. But if the child was found under circumstances that indicate that the mother didn't care for the child, then there is a lying of God. But where there is a kameya on the neck, so then there is no rabbi mudobo, so then we rely on what? And even according to the Rambam Shite, the Daloch of Myros of Yuxin applies to be body called, but in the case where the afterwards, so the Muta, as I mentioned before, I mean, it's very reasonable to assume that today, when any child is found in a major city, so the afterwards. So, but why? So then the question is, so why? Is it Shtuke Osolomiko? Is Shtuke Osolomiko? The answer is because by Shtuke we are discussing not only the status of the child, we are discussing the status of the mother as well. Rolu Midaveres. So, Mishplain Yehudikeo. So she has the money. But if she doesn't know who the Creole was, so then she's a solo kuna. Even I'm not here today. That she's a solo kuna. She's a solo kuna. So melee, and in regard, why shouldn't we rely on her in regard to the mother Creole? Even if she's not with them. Suppose she's insane and she cannot, or she herself doesn't know who the Mizani was. So then she's a solo kuna. Why shouldn't she be the best of Kuna? Even with one of on the basis of Kodi Polish to the Polish, after all, hope. Hope of potential Mizani, actually. The answer is because the Gemara says we don't know whether the Baal came to the Nivelles or the Nivelles came then to the Baal. So in other words, there is a Shoshe of Kabwa. So Shoshe of Kabwa. So that's only in respect to the mother. So it's all only in respect to the mother. So there is a Shoshe of Kabwa. Because we don't know whether the Baal went to the Nivelles, so then it's Polish, or the Nivelles went to the Baal, so then it's Kabwa. So since in respect to the mother, we cannot apply for the Polish because we don't know whether it was Polish. Maybe it was, maybe the subject was Leonardo, Matthias. So since in regard to the mother, we cannot apply the Dean of Law. So in regard to the blood, we cannot apply the Dean of Law either. But suppose, so you read the passage, suppose that the mother is stupid and Oluo Nibes, and then she doesn't even know who the Mizani was. She doesn't know. And then she died, and then the Shaila is only relevant in respect to the blood, then it's mutalot to be called. The Shtike would be mutalot to be called Tzidik Chilus. So then the Shtike is mutalot to be called, even though the mother was not with us. Because we rely on Kodi Polish. And the only reason as to why Shtiki is also going to be called, the mother was not with the is because the same child is relevant to the status of the mother too. So maybe, and in regard to the mother, so it's not mother Kodi Polish. It's a Sophie. Maybe it was Kabua, because we don't know. Maybe she went to the Baal, so it's Kabua. So it seems in respect to the mother, we cannot rely on her. So the neighbor, we cannot rely on her in respect to the child either. But if the mother died and the status of the mother is not relevant, only the status of the child, so then if she was not with that is, a shtuke is not allowed. Now the Sheikh might say, agrees somewhat with the Yehudah's third address, but not completely. Because according to the Yehudah, even if the subject arose in connection with the mother, and then the mother died, and now the subject applies only to the blood, so he's already put on the goal from you. The Sheikh Maizi says, no. If the subject arose in connection with the mother, even though later on the mother died, so anyway, that means that just as in regard to the mother, it wasn't the case of Kodi Polish, so in regard to the child, it is also not the case of Kodi Polish. However, according to the third parents of the Sheikh Maizi, and according to the Sheikh Maizi, so there is a basis to be matter with that child. By the way, if you go through this, because the Sheikh Maizi agrees with the Shite of the Rudeh, the third parents, the Flavitani. The Nidhuda basis is upon the fact that when is a Shtuke also going to be called if the Shaila is relevant to the mother as well. But if the Shaila is not relevant in respect to the mother, let's say, even though the Shaila arose in connection with the mother. But then the mother died, so then Shtuke is not going to be called. So in this case, the Sheikh Maizi says it's also going to be called. Since at the time the subject arose, so the subject arose in connection with the mother, but then the next day she died. But at the time when the subject arose in connection with the status of the mother as well. And the status of the child emanates from the status of the mother. If the mother was conceived Il, was mi sale with the possum and the mamza, some mayor and she is a soul with Kone, and the child with the mamza. If the mother was mi sale with the kosher, so she is with the rest of Kone, and the child with the kosher. So the Shishmaitze says, if at the time the Sophic arose in connection with the mother, so the mayor, even in respect to the child later on, after the mother died, so we cannot apply the halacha of holy Polish and holy Polish. Even though the child is already Polish, when the child, let's say, when the child, so the child is already Polish, because it has a deal like Wokach Nakabuach. Because the mother herself is the care of the child Nakabuach. So if the mother went to the Baal, so that means that the Sophic in respect to the child is also a Sophic of Wokach Nakabuach. Wokach Nakabuach. So we don't apply our halacha of Kodesh Polish and Holy Polish. It is similar to the oneness of the Chai. In other words, since the mother, she is the one who is responsible for the suffering of the child, by her use, she created the suffering in regard to the status of the child, and she is a Basdeo, so Mele is a suffering of Wokach Nakabuach. So Wokach Nakabuach, we cannot rely on Kol D'Poros and Holy Poros. However, but the in respect to the adopted child, so according to Shishmaitze, there is also a basis to be matter. Because the adopted child, so the subject doesn't apply to actually the mother, we don't know anything about the mother. We don't know who the mother is. So it's like, the adopted child is a regular asuke. But an adopted child is a regular asuke. And Mimele, according to Shishmaitze, there is a basis to be matter on the basis of Kol D'Poros, because since the subject did not arise in connection with the mother, but the subject arose directly in connection with the child, so the subject arose in a state of flux. So Mimele, we can apply the halacha of Kol D'Poros and Holy Poros. I wanted to discuss all these things. You should know, when someone mentions this question, so you should know, what is the moral? Because unfortunately today, everybody expresses opinions, one doesn't have to learn, and everybody is a patient, even though he has been going through all the shaming and the posting, so he passes, he heard the talk from this one, from that one, and then he passes himself. So it's important to know, the sources. And I mentioned that just to emphasize the outrage and the crime that is being committed by modern rabbis in not trying to prevail upon the agencies that they should divulge the identity of the putative father and mother to a rabbi. And we could get all the information, if not for the mother, some of the modern rabbis, I'm not saying all the modern rabbis, some of them are very nice. More observant, less observant, but they are very nice, but some of them are ethically very unscrupulous. And they allow such a situation that when an Orthodox couple that has no children has to adopt children, so they will be forced to adopt the Puerto Rican children, adopt the Mexican children. Black children they don't want to adopt out of prejudice, because they don't want to raise a black child. But they adopt Puerto Rican child children, Mexican children, and for whom are the Jewish unfortunate children left? For Christians to adopt. Well, that's a terrible situation. This is one of the biggest crimes of the modern rabbis. They are always, on the whole, they are responsible for that. Because it's very easy to get the consent of the Federation, of all those who have all the data, that they should divulge to an Orthodox rabbi who sincerely wants to know the identity of the putative father and mother. Here in Chicago, we almost reached the solution, and then because of one modern rabbi, because he wanted to flatter the reform rabbis and the reform Jews in order to enhance his prestige in the Federation, so everything was possible. This is one of the biggest crimes of the modern rabbi. The fact that they allow such a situation that Orthodox couples are forced to adopt that care non-Jewish children, and the Jewish children are exposed are forced to be turned over to Christian parents. This is a crime. A crime. All right. Now, then I want to mention another Shemitz Rambam that is very strange. Now, you saw the Rambam. The Rambam so passed it that Kili Kamushlach near Sharuba Akum, so in the Fakhin Olof Sadam. In the Fakhin Olof Sadam. So then the why? Because the Rambam says so many Shirim Achir, but and Ramo passes not like the Rambam. So the Rambam, but the Mechaba passes like the Rambam. In Simen Dalet, Sif Lamed Dalet. That means only Mechtel 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 is a Kodeshah. But if Rei Voyir Akko, any Mechtel Mechtel is like the Rambam. Then the Rambam says, the Yei Shemri, that if Rei Akko, Mechtel of a Gaul Bishadis, Mechtel of a Gaul Bishadis. In other words, that there is no Machlokes between, that's the two. There is no Machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel. Shmuel says, the Yechon is a Chlevesh Acharov, and Rabbi Yechon is not Chlevesh. So the Mele, if you believe Akum, so we don't rely on all the punishment. Now, for the Rambam passes, that believe we are Akum, so then we're not to take care of the Sakam. So we got to do that, but we do rely on all the punishment of the punishment. So then you should follow that if a teenage case was found in a teenage, was found in a teenage, a boy was found the year Sherubah Yisrael. And then, now if a teenage was found the year Sherubah Yisrael, and then he was in Kaddish, a Bas Yisrael, so she's an Ishishish. Because since the teenage was found the year Sherubah Yisrael, and we rely on all the Polish into the Polish, so in Mele, she should be considered a Shishish. And if somebody would be Borel, so the Chalimis, they're called the Rambam. Usually the Rambam Paskin, like Shmuel, that in the Yuchim Kachlev Shacharo, so in the Yuchim, so in Mele, certainly couldn't be done in the Poshes, on the basis of Kol Posh. If we allow to be in Chal Shabbos, and not rely on Kol Posh, so like Haskana Lechamo, that we couldn't be without in the Poshes on the basis of all the Poshes. But the Rambam passed is like a Beich. And he should be, there is a Machlech between a Beich and Shmuel. So he passed like a Beich and that he'll come back to Shmuel. We rely on all the Polish, even in the case of Kachner. So the marriage should follow, if a teenage was, a boy was found, the year Sherubo Yisrael, and we are not regarding, but we rely on all, so the male, we have to assume that he's in Israel, and then we marry the Bas Israel, and then somebody was designed with that Bas Israel, so he should be higher than he. So the Rambam passes no. He says, Halacha Chazayim, Yirayim, Shekol Midino, Sheyench Bo, Shifko, Ayakim, Horu Yorim, Horim Vasuk, Ve'anim Tzoshon, Sofikakom, Misofikele, Kishayisa Aguirus, Moshebiyarim, Haru Zusofiki Shishish, the Abore of Potter, she will hear in our suffering. So he says that if in a city there are, let's say, 1,000 Jewish women, and one office, or one ship, 1,000 Jewish women, and one office, or one ship, and then a boy, a king was found in the city. Now, we believe this one, so let's assume the lion for the Polish. That child was born to one of the 1,000 Jewish women rather than to a single Nochis. So, still, if that child was found, he didn't have any Jews, but he married a Bas Israel. The Rambam says, Kishi Yisagiris. Why did he say Yisagiris? Because the Rambam Shitosin, the Rambam Shitin is that we got to be loved and called, so we don't rely on them all. We need two of us. So the male, So he cannot. So even though all are shaving, but the Gabi Rabbi Nicole, we don't rely on all. So the male is also have to marry a Bas Yisrael, a born Jew. But he has to marry the heiress, because even if he's a mamzer, so a mamzer is with a heiress. Kalgerim will be chekor. So that's why the Rambam says, Yira li she kol yivu she yivu she yivu yaku. Ho hu yomil, ho yivu ba asu ta nitsa shom sofi kakum sofi kebe. Ki she yitsa adi yeretz me she bealam, hari yitu sofi she shish. Va agor leo pota, she yivir na asa. So then, somebody will be desire with her, even though she should be considered as a shish and she is, because called the Polish. But we say we cannot do that. So the Rambam will be massive, but Hilchim is in the Poshe Sacharach. Now, so the Sheshmaitzer says on this Rambam, he mentions this, the Rosh, the Shidus Rosh, the Shidus in Volume 2. The Rosh in Volume 2 and above says, the morning when you see the book say, Kopa Tzachad Namni, we say Chokun Tur. So, Chokun Tur, why? Because we are changed, maybe that was Asir. We don't know whether he was Asir or not. So, this is an obligation in the Kashi, why don't we rely on who the Polish and the Polish? So the Rosh, these characters, he collects, since we got in Maisa Behemi, there is a Sakosu, a Siri Bada, and there are Siri Sofi. So in any way, we cannot rely on Kodi Polish for the Rosh. So the Shemani says, we see from this Rosh, that the Rosh distinguishes between the Rosh, between Ube Rasekamon. Ube Rasekamon is an Ube. So that's a Bada. But Ruben Yisekamon is not a bad. In Kobe Polish is not a bad. It's not a deal. Because we cannot say, if one item, one behemoth was perished, so it's a bad that he was perished forever. So, we know there is a Mewtwo, it could have been perished from the Mewtwo, but it's a Zasakos. What it means is a Zasakos, in other words, it's not a deal, it's a deal. Kobe Polish and Ruben Polish is a deal. But the being is based upon capability, it's not just the being. It's a Sotik HaShokhut. Sotik HaShokhut certainly is. But why does the Torah say we rely on Kobe Polish? Because it's not a Sotik HaShokhut. If it can be a Sotik HaShokhut, the Torah wouldn't say we rely on it. But it's not a being. Who would let it come on like Rebius or Haba or is it a being? Like Hazok in the Pariah Besach Mami. So it's a Bada, it's a being. But who would let it come on? Kobe Polish is not a being, like Kobe Rama. So in Sotik it is. But the Torah is a deal. The Torah is not here. We are tailored to all in the code of Polish, word of Polish. So it's on the basis of probability. The Torah is matter. Rubed is a common. But in Vada it isn't. Since it's not a bureau, so here we cannot rely because there is a Sakosu. It's a Sakosu. Asiri Vada Asiri Sofi. So the Shishpansi says, that's the machleket between Ram and Rai. Called the Rai that Rubed is a common is a bureau. According to the Rambam, Rubi Nisikamon, Rubi Polish is a deal, it's a capability. So in Mele, to be done within the process, there has to be a deal. Misofiku cannot be done within the process. Misofiku. But, alright, so that's the Rambam. But the strange thing about it is, the Rambam himself says that we don't pass like Shmuel. In other words, so we pass like Avichai. So in regard to Pikach Nefesh, so we do rely on Kobe Polish. Even, so Bishlay in the Rambam Shikai believe that it's a bureau, so then we can understand. But the Rambam Shikai is that Kobe Polish is not a bureau. And that's the reason as to why we cannot be done in Poshis. Still, in regard to Pikach Nefesh, since there is a deal of Kobe Polish, so the Torah recognizes probability also. So in the Melee, we cannot be the Chalas HaShavas. Mashiachim to be done in the process, there it must be Vada. And if it is called the Vada, if it's not the Vada, even though there is a Sakosu, that we can rely on this role, but as long as it's not the Vada, So maybe we cannot be done with it.